You must be the change you wish to see in the world, Mahatma Gandhi. Hi, it's Rhonda, the good influencer. And you know, I was just thinking, I just recorded a podcast and it's really natural for me to do another one back to back and usually a third one. I'm just feeling that these two really go in sync together. We talked about Halam Algan last time, El Fan Lagano, which is I want, and Halam Algan is I have a dream, I dream. And I talked about the frustration and the pain and the anguish and all of the hard work. And, you know, I guess really what I was getting at is our working on delayed gratification and the anticipation. You know, when you're working on something, you want to see the change. You want to have it manifest and come to fruition, you know, almost immediately. I mean, if we could, we would do it. I think most of us would do that if we could just snap our fingers and do it. We would want that. But really the process that I believe that God has us going through as human beings is to really work through things so that we get a true understanding, a true life change and fulfillment of our values and who we are as people and what we are to become so that we live in a greater consciousness. I say that because when you make a deep internal change, I believe you respond and react to things very differently. And I think that is where we get all the frustration and uncomfortableness, at least for me. Let me speak for me, because I have a lot of people that do question my participation in pageantry. They only see what they know, which are stereotypes about pageantry. And really, if you delve into the process of pageantry, you really begin to look at yourself and who you are and what you say you are, what you say you are in pageantry. And I think that that is really where people stop and they say, oh, well, she's fake, or that's not really who she is. Well, but she's on a path of self-discovery, of really discovering who she is, because who she says she is may not be who she is. But if you're really delving in, at least for me, for pageantry, really got me to the point of saying, if I'm going to step back in this, especially, you know, at 50, I want my platform to be true, really true to myself. And I was afraid to talk about suicide, the S word. I thought, oh my God, this is not going to be good. Oh, I'm going to just, the judges are going to go, oh, what a downer, what a drag this girl is. This woman is, oh, she is not going to be the queen that we want. Somebody that's happy and joyful and caring and compassionate and loving and empowering about life. And those are things that I thought, but through working through the process and wanting to be authentic and talk about my true platform, what was honest for me, I came out on the other side. And I tell you, it is bright, beautiful, wonderful, joyful. I just feel full of life. I'm beaming. I love pageantry. And when I say getting back in at 50, you know, what I want to talk about in this part two is about arriving, the timing, because I think one of my biggest frustrations was, how long do I have to work to get the goal? And I don't know why we put this time limit. We want things to happen. You know, I want it to be Miss USA, and that's 30 years ago. So, I mean, that's not going to happen, right? At this point. But I thought, oh my gosh, when is my dream in pageantry going to happen? When am I going to be a national title holder? And I never thought that it would take 30 years for me to become Mrs. American, for 30 years for me to get that Mrs. California title. And it's, you know, when you are working toward a goal, and 30 years seems like a long time. I know, and it is a long time. Let's just be honest. It is a long time to reach a goal. But I hadn't been working on pageantry for 30 full years. I was thinking about it. Definitely, I'd watch pageants on television, but I started to get back into it when I was 50. And by the time I was 53, even with COVID, I had the national title. So 3 years, So that, but I did also, I'm talking to you about doing the honest work, being authentic and being true to my platform of suicide prevention. So those are steps that I really believe that you have to really take. But we talk about, or we get into this thing where we want things to happen. We want to lose weight in 30 days. We want to, you know, win a pageant in a year. We have this time limit. And the grace that I learned in working toward a goal is that to be okay with the timing of when it's going to happen. And maybe sometimes it happens a lot sooner. I mean, I thought that I would probably compete and have to come back, circle back and do another year and compete again as Mrs. California and then get the national title. I did not think that it would happen that quickly for me. And, you know, I was first runner up. So I think that's why I was okay. And I said, okay, well, you know, that's good. I just started. I got first runner up. We'll do it again. We'll figure it out. And it's about having that patience and building that patience and building that self-belief and building that muscle, like working that muscle of being patient and going day by day, minute by minute, second by second, of staying faithful and true to your goal. So arriving, I don't know what your arrival time is. I don't know. I can only say that it's probably about how much effort and energy and honesty and all of those good qualities that you put in toward working toward your goal. That is the speed at which your goal, I think, will happen for you. So I think that when you're really doing everything you can, and when you do everything you can, you build on that and you learn more about yourself and you continue to grow. And I think you get to that point of where you really do start to see the blossoming. I mentioned before the being the seed being planted, then you have to put water in and fertilize, then it sprouts up, and then it starts to flower. And I think that that is the arrival time. But I can't tell you that it's going to be 22 days and 59 seconds from now. I can't tell you it's going to be 30 years. And I would never thought in 30 years I'd be a national title holder. I thought in my 50s, oh my gosh, that I would not be, and I'm just going to be honest, I would not be a beautiful woman. I would not be on stage walking in a swimsuit. I would not be spending thousands of dollars on evening gowns for pageantry. Are you kidding me? God is good. God is really good. I'm living my best life now. And that's really what I'm sharing with you, is living my best life. So your arrival time, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I just pray that you don't put too much pressure on yourself about arriving, but that you work hard on the time that is now, and that you learn as much about yourself to become happy with yourself. Being a good influencer. I hope I'm doing that. I know I'm doing that. I'm just being the best I can, being a good example. Catch me on all the social media outlets, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I love you guys. Ewa dahalo chu, and melikam kam yuhuna lechu.